Wildfires continue to burn across the province. Data from the Alberta Wildfire Status Dashboard, current from July 25, showed there were 133 active wildfires burning in the province. Of those fires, 6 were mutual aid wildfires in which Alberta Wildfire was assisting but was not the lead agency. According to data from the province, 13 of the still active wildfires are suspected to be caused by humans, 95 wildfires are suspected to be caused by lightning, and there are 25 wildfires still under investigation. Currently, there are 18 out-of-control wildfires, while 50 are being held. There are 65 wildfires in the province considered to be under control, according to the Alberta Wildfire Status Dashboard. There are 4 wildfires of note in Alberta's forest protection area, including a wildfire located 20 kilometers southeast of Fort Fitzgerald. It is classified as out of control at 59,834 hectares. This wildfire, called MWF-043, is being worked on by firefighters, helicopters, and heavy equipment. The Owl Complex wildfire is located in 4 areas, HWF-072 14 kilometers southwest of the South Tall Cree First Nation boundary, and is classified as out of control at 30,123 hectares. HWF-083 is located 34 southeast of the South Tall Cree boundary. It is classified as out of control at 13,700 hectares. While HWF-087 is located 3 kilometers south of Harper Creek. It is classified as out of control at 12,508 hectares. HWF-092 is currently classified as being held at 2 hectares, according to the dashboard. The Bassett Complex wildfire consists of 3 locations, including HWF-058, which is located 13 kilometers northwest of Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement and is classified as out of control at 39,929 hectares. PWF-067 is located 18 kilometers from the intersection of the Keg River Highway and Highway 35 and 695 intersections, according to the provincial dashboard, and is classified as out of control at 5,248 hectares. While wildfire PWF-079 is classified as under control at 3 hectares. The Kimiwan Complex wildfire has 2 locations. SWF-068 is located northwest of Peavine Métis Settlement and is classified as out of control at approximately 143,039 hectares. Wildfire PWF-038 is located near Three Creeks and Simon Lake. It is classified as under control at approximately 6,534 hectares, the dashboard read. Data from the province showed, there have been 913 wildfires to date, burning 1.8 million hectares. Data from the province shows 2023 has had the largest area burned in 5 years. The second largest area burned was in 2019 at 791.8 thousand hectares. Altogether, humans were the suspected cause of 478 wildfires this year. Lightning was attributed to 338 wildfires. 97 wildfires are still under investigation. Wildfires have been deadly over the last couple of weeks. A firefighter, Devin Gale, 19, died in Revelstoke, BC on July 13 after being pinned down by a tree, as reported by the CBC. On July 15, Adam Yedden, 25, was also killed while battling a fire near the community of Fort Liard, NWT, as reported by the CBC. On July 19, a pilot working on wildfires in the Peace River Forest area died after his helicopter crashed. The pilot was 41-year-old Ryan Gould from Whitecourt. In a social media statement, his wife Carlin spoke of the impact the unexpected loss had on her family, but also thanked people for their support. "The grief we feel is profound. We miss his big bear hugs, sense of humor and big burly beard so much. I am so humbled and overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support in our time of need, and I hope someday I will be in a position to return it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Please do not avoid us because our grief, hearing from the people is giving us strength when we thought we had none. We love hearing your stories of Ryan and seeing the pictures of him. It brings glimmers of lightness and joy in this dark time. A celebration of life will be held for Ryan on August 5 at 1 p.m. near White Court, with more details coming soon. The family is asking anyone who comes to wear blue. We would also love for you to print off and bring your favorite picture to add to our memory board, so that we may see aspects of the life Ryan led outside of our home and family, she said.